This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, why Norwegian dog sled racers are dominating the Alaska Iditarod.
But first, yesterday we heard how the Orange County suburb of Costa Mesa wants to have its police officers act as immigration agents. Today, in the second part of our series, Deborah Baer of member station KPCC reports that the uproar over that plan is exposing deep divisions within that community.
Costa Mesa borders upscale Newport Beach and working-class Santa Ana. Its South Coast Plaza attracts the region's wealthiest shoppers, and its diverse West Side attracts both impoverished immigrants looking for a better life and middle-class Latinos looking for safer neighborhoods.
I've just seen a whole portion of our town almost become colonized rather than assimilation by immigrants.
Longtime resident Jim Fissler is a realtor and city planning commissioner. He says the quality of life in parts of Costa Mesa is declining, along with property values, and he blames illegal immigration.
Because of the lack of interior enforcement, businesses willing to hire and look the other way, and the coddling of the illegal immigrant, the untold story has been that there's a lot of resentment towards them.
Fissler cheers Mayor Alan Mansour's plan to allow police investigators and jail personnel to check the immigration status of suspects in serious felony cases. He says it's long overdue and the beginning, he hopes, of a wider crackdown on illegal immigration. Mayor Mansour says the issue is public safety.
To me, this will make the community safer, even for someone who's here illegally but is otherwise law-abiding.
Since it approved the plan, the city has drawn protesters and supporters, mostly from out of town. Regularly, they pack city council meetings and clash outside City Hall.
I come here, and I put on a hat that says I'm on their
Some
side.
Some of your people
no, they're not.
Are
no,
on the other group, holding up flags with the swastika.
Those are people trying to infiltrate.
You're white, so you're
Ever since we launched this Minuteman Project 15 months ago, this is not about racism, and tonight we'll prove that up to you.
Jim Gilchrist is one of those out-of-towners. The Orange County resident is the co-founder of the Minutemen, a group which organizes citizen border patrols and protests at day laborer sites across the country. Over the last couple of months, he's brought in Minutemen members from across the U.S. to rally around the mayor's plan.
We want to come down here and actually show him that there is significant support around the county, not only around the county, around the country. What's happening here is going to ripple through the United States.
Gilchrist hails Mayor Mansour as a hero to the cause, and he's made him an honorary Minuteman. Immigrant rights groups, however, are not as impressed by Mayor Mansour's plan. They say the idea of deputizing police as immigration agents isn't new and only gained steam after 9/11.
We will not be the scapegoats in this 21st century.
Nativo Lopez is an immigrant rights activist in nearby Santa Ana and the head of the Mexican-American Political Association.
There is nothing new in what we observe in this debate. However, the fallacy of these arguments about crime and security is that they have been tried on us before, but previously the anti-immigrant crowd did not have the Twin Towers as their big fig leaf.
Lopez heads a coalition of groups organizing a boycott of Costa Mesa businesses that support using police as immigration enforcers.
I think everybody wants violent criminals out of the street. I agree with that.
Costa Mesa resident Umberto Caspa is a state college professor and coalition organizer.
But it's not about criminals. I think this is really a racial issue.
The mayor's plan has proved so divisive, says Caspa, because it follows on the heels of several other initiatives opposed by the Hispanic community. One is a controversial appointment to the city's redevelopment committee. The appointee is a man whose writings regularly appear on the websites of organizations identified as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Based on what they're proposing, based on what they have done in the past, I think they're creating division, a hostile environment in the community, because we have never seen something like this.
Mayor Mansour says his plan has nothing to do with race. He himself is the son of legal immigrants. His mother is from Sweden, his father is from Egypt. The focus, he says, is on public safety. But in a city where divisions are growing deeper as his plan to use police as immigration agents moves forward, that message is proving to be a hard sell. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer in Costa Mesa.